Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Essence of the Upanishads. The title is Sutras, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanau Hunak Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhi Tamas Ma Viduvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Salutations to the Divine Self in each of you. Kathopanishad, Chapter 2, Valli number is 5 and Mantra number is 6. Lord Yama continues to give profound insight into the nature of the self and the process leading to self-realization. Hantata idam pravakshyami guhyam brahma sanatanam yathacha maranam prapya atma bhavati gautama. O Gautama, Nachiketa is being addressed that way. I will again explain to you the eternal secret pertaining to the ancient Brahman and what happens to the self after death. The highest knowledge which is conferred by the Upanishads is Brahma Vidya, knowledge of Brahman. What's that? Knowing which all is known. And that's considered the eternal secret pertaining to the ancient Brahman, ancient term to denote that Brahman transcends the world. Mind always thinks in the terms of time. So for general masses, the statement is given, Brahman is the oldest, ancient. How many years old? Trillions by trillions. Question, what happens to the self? The important point, this soul in you is a ray of Brahman reflecting in the mental process, termed as chidabhas, reflection of consciousness. That reflected self is called jiva, the individual soul. Its existence depends upon chitta, the mental mind stuff. When a person dies, that intrinsic self remains the same. Nothing happens to the real self, the absolute self. But something happens to the reflected self. To simplify this subject, your mind is directed towards three aspects of Brahman. Brahman, the absolute. Brahman, reflecting in Maya as Ishvara. And Brahman, reflecting in Avidya as Jiva, the individual soul. Let me reiterate some of these points. Brahman is the absolute truth. Brahma Satyam. Nothing else exists. The magical power of Brahman is called Prakriti. Prakriti has three aspects. Sattva predominating Prakriti is called Maya. Brahman appearing through the veil of Maya takes on the role of God, who has three aspects. He is the creator, sustainer and destroyer. Therefore, in Hindu scriptures, God is presented as Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the sustainer, Shiva, the destroyer. These three are one and the same, playing three different roles. Same Brahman, through Rajas predominating Prakriti. Rajas predominating Prakriti is called Avidya, expresses himself in the form of countless souls. They are called Jivas. Just like the same sun reflecting in so many jars of water, there are countless reflections. So there are countless souls. Souls are in different situations. Some are in deep bondage, baddha. Some are evolving out of bondage, led by good karmas. Some are very close to enlightenment. Some are enlightened. They have sprung out of the bucket. They are not going to go into the bucket ever. For in that state of enlightenment, chitta, the mind that provides for, like water, to create a reflection, that mind is not there. Mental process has dissolved, and the soul, therefore, is liberated. The liberation is the goal. Brahman, through tamas predominating prakriti, manifests as panchabhutas, subtle elements. The basic subtle elements are akasha, ether, air, fire, water, earth. These are subtle elements. They are also known as tanamatras. Tat is absolute. Matras, portions of the absolute. It's figurative terms. Absolute has no portions, but subtle suggestion that absolute appears to become all this through illusion. Tanamatras go to evolve subtle plane as well as physical plane. Tanamatras go to evolve your mind, intellect, ego, your pranas, vital forces, your physical body, as well as the entire world of matter. Therefore, Brahman has become all that is. For from the point of view of the deepest self, what happens? Nothing happens. Nothing can happen. A subtle distinction must be made in your mind between being and becoming. The intrinsic nature of your being is Brahman, ever the same, eternal. Shuddhosi, buddhosi, niranjanosi. You are absolutely pure. Absolutely enlightened, taintless. This is conveyed by the Upanishads as Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahman. That I am undergoes no change. That I am has nothing to gain from this universe and all that is that relates to the universe. Creation, sustenance, dissolution. Because all this happens in the realm of Maya. In a simpler way to understand, think of Brahman as the sky. All that happens through the clouds have no bearing upon the sky. Think of Brahman as the screen. All the cinema show that is projected on the screen, countless shows, they have no bearing upon the screen. The screen is ever the same. The screen is the being. When blended with the projection, becoming, the screen becomes a picturesque scene of nature. It becomes a giant. It becomes a vampire. But as a screen, nothing has happened. But when you look at the screen in a confused way, blended with projection, that every minute, every moment, something is happening. You live in a world where every moment things go on happening. Therefore, the world is described kshanabhangur, momentary. But such is the mystery of Maya. Human mind builds up a tenacious concept that I'm going to be very happy with this world. Let me gain success, possessions, fame, name, glory, if not in this life. Let me go into next life. See, all people don't follow that, but that's automatically. If you have not resolved the desires of your mind, then you are led from one embodiment to another. That point I'm coming to focus on. But whatsoever you may acquire through countless embodiments, all these are in the realm of becomings, which do not become you. Fortunately, everybody doesn't remember all the becomings you have gone. That's the immense compassion of God. It doesn't allow you to go on remembering all. The divine world has a big shredder. Shreds all that you have accumulated. You registered all in the files of your memory with giving great value to them. But with the passage of time, the shifting of karmas, all is taken away. You have nothing to do with your past memory, except some profound experiences continue to flow on. Now, the deepest self, the intrinsic reality of your nature, nothing happens to that. There's no death. But turning to individual soul, Brahman, reflecting in Rajas predominating Prakriti, avidya, ignorance. In other words, mind that is restricted by ignorance. Through that mind, you are trying to understand who am I. But the mind is conditioned. It tells you a lie. And that what the mind tells you, it is that one who is the question which is subject to bondage and liberation. Not Brahman. The lie that the mind has evolved, that lie, that fictitious identity, is what we know as the soul. The essential nature of the soul is Brahman, the absolute self. But as long as mind is conditioned, there is a soul. Soul that is led by karmas, passes through cycles of birth and death. As long as there is absence of enlightenment, the soul wanders. Soul may attain glorious states, unimaginable state of power and glory. Taittiriya Upanishad gives you simple outline, tells you if a person were to be very successful, most powerful, emperor of the whole earth planet, young and vigorous, without any disease. From worldly point of view, how fortunate, how joyous. Consider this as a one unit of human bliss. In the realm of Gandharva, a little higher level of existence, where Gandharvas have subtler senses, profounder capacity compared to human being, 100 units of human happiness is a general happiness for a Gandharva. And yet Gandharva is as much bound as a human being. That's amazing thing. Vast majority of people, when they compare external possessions, external attainments. So you can always mathematically describe someone who has only $1,000. He has one unit happiness. One who has $100,000 is 100 units of happiness. And so it goes on and on. But according to advanced philosophy, even if you have $1 trillion in your possession, firstly you can't use them up, your heart will quit you even before you could really come to understand what you have. All that possession, all that human beings at the mass level considered of immense value becomes nothing. If you have not allowed yourself to evolve in a spiritual way, all that counts for nothing. Vanity of vanity. Parable, or rather an episode. And Alexander lay dying. His mother cried out and said, Oh son, how can I live without you? Alexander said, he had developed some philosophical insight. He said, O mother, on a full moon day, come to that graveyard where I will be buried. Call out my name and I will talk to you. The passage of time, a very short time, he died. He was buried. The mother comes to the graveyard and says, Alexander, my son, 1,000 voices came from all sides. There are millions of Alexanders lying. Which one would you like to meet with? So, the earth planet has buried countless and countless Alexanders, countless personalities of immense power. Should that be the goal of a human being? Having entered human embodiment, should you just aspire for becoming powerful, famous, securing all things you have for your generations to come, and teaching them how to keep their heads up and go on revenging upon the enemies. That's the general idea of success and prosperity. And that's most miserly notion of one's potentiality. Therefore, aspirants gain deep insight into the illusion of becoming and turn their attention towards being, the revelation. Who am I? Aham Brahmasmi.